Well, good to go, Hannah. Just to begin with, then, can you just say your name and your job title for me?
I'm Hannah Colgan, and I'm a zookeeper.
That's perfect. And we're talking about your two European bulls that arrived earlier in the week, Aurora and Loki. They seem to be settling in well.
Yeah, letting them into the enclosure went really smoothly. And ever since then, they've just been looking around their enclosure, settling in quite well. And still early days, but they seem to be getting on really well. So really happy about that.
And there's a view to possibly breeding them.
Yeah, we do hope that within the future we do manage to breed them. They are a really good genetic match as a pair, so it means that we can make offspring that will have a really good gene pool that we can put into the breeding program. So we are hoping that they will breed.
And how is it exciting is it to have them here? And
yeah, it's really exciting. We were really excited the day we got them. Everyone came in early and came round to watch them get let out, and everyone's really happy with them, was really excited. So, yeah, we're really happy.
And he seems a bit more timid than Aurora. She was coming up to the edge of the cage and was quite happy to put on a show, so to speak.
Yeah, we've got one that's just a little bit more timid. We did actually think it would be the female that would be a little bit more timid, but it's turned out to be the way around. But I'm sure just with time, in his own time, he'll come out of his shell. It's quite a big new thing for him, so he'll just come into it in his own time, really.
And what can people expect from them in terms of them being in the zoo? I mean, they're probably quite used to being watched and just settling in. Is it important that they're sort of shielded away for a wee bit to let that?
Yeah, it's just the same with anything, really. I mean, transporting animals, or even sometimes if a human's transporting, it can be a really stressful time, and it just takes a little while just to get used to the new surroundings and just get the bearings, really, so that they're really comfortable and used to their own enclosure.
Can people see them now? Are they able to see them now?
You can see them now. They've been spending a lot more time towards the bottom of the enclosure rather than the top, but they are on view. You just have to sort of look for them, really.
And it must be quite interesting to look after them, because they're very, very big, and we know the sort of damage they can do, but they seem to be quite happy here with life at the Wildlife Centre.
Yeah, they seem to be happy, they seem to be settling, and obviously we have all electric fences and wires to, you know, stop them getting too close to anyone, including the keepers. But yeah, they seem to be really quite happy.
That's perfect.